Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
But right now...
Oh, get your bells out.
Hear ye! Hear ye!
West Wyalong is holding the National Town Crier Championships. Really?
Yep.
West Wyalong?
Yeah, West Wyalong. It's on tomorrow. Coincides with the West Wyalong show. Time to find out a little bit more about the National Town Crier Championships.
Yeah. And one of the town criers that is vying for the title of the national champion is young Kenny. How you doing, Ken?
Kenny's doing very well, thank you.
That's the way. How long have you been town crying for, Kenny?
13 years now.
13 years, and you are the town crier from which place?
From the Fraser Coast. That's Maribor Harvey Bay, just off Fraser Island.
Is there much work for a town crier up there?
Well, we actually have two of us. Maribor is very much a heritage town. It's one of the oldest towns in Queensland, and we do lots of things from opening school fetes to leading parades to being in the markets every week.
All right, so how'd you get the job? You interviewed yourself?
No, there was an old gentleman that was doing it for 18 years before me, and we were coming up to we had the World Town Crier Championships in Maribor.
Yeah.
And they're looking for a replacement for him, and talking to the mayor.
Yeah.
And she said, you're interested.
Yeah,
And so I interviewed for the job and got it.
Is it because, Kenny, not that you're a better crier, it's just that you had a bigger bell?
Well, even the bell is especially made for me by an engineering firm up in Maribor. The same firm that made the wheels for the Queen's coach that she rode for in a coronation in London recently.
Now, Kenny, let's get down to business. How do you qualify for an event such as the National Town Crier Championships?
Well, this is the Ancient and Honourable Guild of Australian Town Criers, and so you're a member of that guild.
Yeah.
And to be a member of the guild, you have to be appointed by your council as the official town crier for that shire, that city, that region, or whatever.
Right, so that's how you qualify. Now, the competition, which is on in West Wyalong tomorrow, the competition takes what form? What does a town crier do when we're in competition mode?
Well, we'll go up on stage one at a time. There'll be four judges sitting out in front.
Yeah.
And we'll do a cry.
Yeah.
And we'll do it. We'll do two. One's about our home cry from where we come from. Tells the story of, in my case, the Fraser Coast.
Yeah.
And also do one for West Wyalong.
Okay. Right, okay. Right. Can you practice the West Wyalong on us right now?
Or are you not allowed to?
No, I'd rather keep it for a surprise tomorrow, but I can do a very short one for you if you like.
Yeah, do a short one.
Strut your stuff here, right?
Oi, my lords, ladies and gentlemen, from the Fraser Coast up in sunny Queensland to the Bland Shire down in West Wyalong, we give you greetings and encourage every person to come along to the West Wyalong show tomorrow to hear all the town criers and to see the town criers in action. God bless Australia. God save the Queen.
Thank you, Ken. Very good. So what makes a good town crier, mate?
We're ambassadors for our cities, our regions, our towns. So that's a basic thing.
Yeah.
Of course, it doesn't hurt to have a good voice, a loud voice.
Yeah.
On one occasion, I did get the loudest cry of all the town cries at one of the championships. And always live in hope that maybe this time it might happen again.
Righto. Now, so what's the procedure tomorrow? Where can we go to have a look at all the town criers in action?
Tomorrow morning, I believe we're going to be in procession down the main street of West Wyalong.
Yeah. Right.
And then actually out at the show, we'll be performing.
Okay, so it's part of the West Wyalong show. The official competition is at the show tomorrow from 1 o'clock. If you want to check out the National Town Crier Championships. And we've got, you're from Queensland, but we've got people coming from everywhere.
Everywhere.
Mate.
Yeah, well, they're from all over Australia. We have the guild members. But we'll have people here from South Australia, Victoria, New South Wales, and Queensland, and the ACT.
Brilliant. All right, and who's the favourite? Who's the stiff competition, mate?
Look, all the town criers are good. We've had traditionally there are some very good ones, but you never know. On the day, their voice might be a little bit croaky and I might be on top of the field.
That's right, Kenny. You just take them to the pub tonight and get them on the frothies. That's what you got to do, buddy.
Some people like to lubricate their voice in different ways.
In football parlance, mate, you're taking it one cry at a time.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Good on you,
champ. Thanks very much for your time, Kenny.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ken Ashford from the Fraser Coast up in Queensland, the Town Crier, who's participating in the National Town Crier Championships, which are on tomorrow in West Wyalong. All of the Town Criers will be in attendance at a community barbecue in Main Street, West Wyalong, between 9 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. tomorrow morning before the official competition is held at the West Wyalong show tomorrow from 1 o'clock. So get your bells out! hear ye, and get around the National Town Crier Championships tomorrow in West Wyalong.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast, weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.